Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jeremy Quaterski, CEO of CPR, Cell Phone Repair Franchise Systems. And CPR, Cell Phone Repair Franchise Systems, is the most widely known and respected brand in the cell phone and gadget repair industry. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jeremy Quaterski, CEO of CPR, Cell Phone Repair Franchise Systems. And CPR, Cell Phone Repair Franchise Systems, is the most widely known and respected brand in the cell phone and gadget repair industry. Hey, Jeremy, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Marty, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Appreciate you having me on the show today.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Jeremy. It was funny. My wife and I were joking earlier. Last week, she put her cell phone and she washed it in the laundry, of all things. And I can't tell you how many times that's happened to us. I guess you hear stories like that all the time, don't you?
Well, sure. It was clean, though, right, at the end, right?
That's good. I'll have to tell her that one. That's fantastic. Well, I'd like to ask our guest, where are you calling from this morning, Jeremy?
I'm in the CPR corporate office in Orlando, Florida today.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I just actually got back from Orlando myself a couple of days ago, so I guess it's pretty hot down there, huh?
It is warm. Yes, it is. I prefer to be back in home base, which is outside of Atlanta, but I'm down here for Discovery Day this week. So.
Oh, good. Oh, fantastic. I know you have an interesting background. What were you doing before starting CPR?
Well, I was in the cell phone activation business. We sold brick phones and bag phones. Remember those days when the cell phones came with only 15 minutes of airtime included?
I sure do.
You had to pay for the peak and the off-peak airtime and all that.
Yeah.
Man, what a tough sell that was, I'll tell you.
Oh,
but,
my God.
You know, it was a great start to the business, and it was a lot of fun back then.
That's fantastic. What about the history of the company, Jeremy, if you could talk a little bit about that?
Sure, Marty. We started in the wireless activation business, as I said, and over time we added pager and beeper repair business to it, which, you know, back when you only had 15 minutes of airtime, you people had to beep you first, right? They
call
you beeper, and you called them back if they were important enough, right?
That's right.
So after we started fixing their pagers, people started coming to us and saying, hey, you fixed our pager. What about my cell phone?
Yeah.
We realized quickly that we had a great niche here, and a lot of people had nowhere to go. So we then became one of the first Nokia service centers in the business, quickly became certified with all the major manufacturers. And over a few years, obviously, we started phasing out of pagers and beepers when we saw a much bigger market looming with the cell phones. And over time, we became an exclusive cell phone repair center. Sometime around 2005, we started franchising using the name CPR Cell Phone Repair. And that stands for, you know, rapid resuscitation of your cell phone, of course, right? So
right.
perfect, you know, kind of fit for us because we made it our mission to repair the cell phones fast, in less than an hour, because we know our task ourselves and our customers are to these devices.
That's fantastic. And you're in several countries now, too, aren't you, Jeremy? I mean, are you in different countries? Or?
Yeah, we have over 100 stores in the United States and Canada, as well as two in Santiago, Chile.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's interesting. So how do you describe, I guess, the franchise system? Like, if you guys were at, like, a franchise show, Jeremy, and someone came up to your booth and they said, you know, the typical question is, so what do you guys do? How do you typically respond? Where do you go from there?
Well, we specialize in brick-and-mortar retail stores. So we're doing on-site repair of cell phones and other gadgets like tablets, game systems, iPods, digital cameras. But the core business, of course, is cell phones. So what we describe as what we do is we repair people's devices, and especially their cell phones, quickly so they have no downtime. And keep people mobile. Stay mobile. That's the key.
Absolutely. Your industry is pretty huge. I don't know if there's an actual number. I mean, the numbers seem to keep going up. Are there any numbers, Jeremy, as far as like where you guys are at in your industry?
Well, you mean how we position in comparison to our competitor or how big the industry is?
Pretty
overall?
Much how big the industry is. It seems like it keeps getting bigger every single year.
I hate to ask a question with a question, Marty, but how many of us own a cell phone?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great question. That tells you how big our business is. I mean, literally, when you leave the house, you grab your keys, grab your wallet, and you grab your cell phone, right? You got to have those three things. And I don't know about you, Marty, but if I leave the house without my cell phone, my wife is not going to be very happy, right?
Exactly.
So, I've got to have it. Most people, they just absolutely have to have their cell phone. You know, it's really an addiction to electronic device never been seen before. And it's amazing that it gives us such an ability with our business to be able to help people with that when there's a problem or it's down, how we fix it, how we fix equipment.
Right, absolutely.
So how big is the business? Absolutely humongous. You know, a lot of people own more than one phone. Some people have two, three, four, five, the family. So
absolutely, it's well said. It's a great response. What's been the most interesting that's happened to you since, I guess, starting CPR, Jeremy? It's a tough question for our guests. I like to stump them once in a while. But is there anything that stands out as far as your experience up to this point?
Well, one of the things that we hear from customers and over the years, and it's been a struggle for us because people just complain that they've got this insurance and, you know, they're paying a monthly fee, and then when they go to they go to have it replaced under the insurance, they find out we could have actually fixed it cheaper than what their deductible was. So, the most interesting thing I think that's happened to us is that we really our scale, our size has gotten big enough that insurance companies have started coming to us now, and they're saying, okay, we want to leverage the size of your company to offer a program. And recently we just rolled out a program, a first product really for CPR is called CPR Shield, The Seagrass Shield can provide unlimited damage protection for your device for as little as just $12.99 for a whole year. So
wow.
I don't know what kind of phone you got, Marty, but if you got a BlackBerry, you know, it's $19.99 mm-hmm. for a whole year.
Right.
If you got an iPhone, $29 for a whole year. You know, gone
wow.
is that $10 a month fee that people are paying with a $150 deductible. You don't have to worry about this. You can damage your phone an unlimited amount of times in a whole year. You just pay one flat rate and have it serviced at any of our stores across the country, including Canada. So that's, I think that's one of the most interesting things is that we're able to start delivering real value to our customers based on their scale and the size, being able to offer, you know, national warranties like this that can give people a lot of value and deliver a lot of value from the warranty companies that they couldn't do before.
That's fantastic. Absolutely. So when you guys started this franchise, what types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees, Jeremy? Do they have to have experience in the industry, or are you looking for more like soft skills, like interpersonal skills?
Well, certainly, you know, experience in retail is certainly where we're going to want to look first, you know. And we want honest, hardworking people. Of course, everybody
right.
does, right? So, but we really want people that are passionate about technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're talking about it. They love working with technology. It really helps translate to real-world experience while they're operating their store. So passion about technology, some experience in retail, of course, honesty and hardworking people
mm-hmm.
are very important. I think those are the main characteristics that we're looking for.
That's well said. So once someone says, you know what, this sounds like a perfect opportunity for me and they want to become a franchisee, what's the training like after that, Jeremy?
Well, initially, Marty, we have 2 weeks of operational training in our headquarters in sunny
mm-hmm.
Orlando, Florida. So we don't have a whole lot of complaints with people coming down there.
that's true.
Right, yeah. They'll bring family, the kids. We can
true.
Get great discount tickets. So not only
yeah.
while you're training, but your family's well taken care of. They can go have some fun while you're down there training and operating a real CPR store. So while you're there training operationally, your family can have fun. You can enjoy yourselves. It's great weather. But also it's a really, really well-rounded, you know, training operation. We're going to train you everything from how to run the front of the store to how to do your accounting to basically how to order parts,
mm-hmm.
how to keep your inventory flow, you know, how to manage your labor costs. All these things are things that we cover with you, how to manage profitability, things that, you mean, you'd be surprised. People don't have experience in retail. A lot of people don't have experience in business. So we not only do we want to show you how to run the store, but we want to kind of give you some business acumen to leave with as well.
Right, absolutely. That's so important. How would you describe a typical day, I guess, from morning till the time a typical franchisee goes home, Jeremy?
Well, I just want to finish one point here. We do have
mm-hmm.
additional 2 weeks of training on the technical side. Now, that's just operational side. Now, technical side of the training, obviously, we want the owner involved in how to fix the gadgets and so forth. But we're going to
right.
ask you to bring in people that have some computer repair experience or maybe some kind of electronics repair experience to be your technicians. But we
right.
do ask the owners to take part in that training so they have an understanding of how that training works and how to manage the technical people at their location. So it's not extremely complicated. If you do
right.
have some hands-on and you do have some skills with your hands, we've taught a lot of owners to do technical repair, and they love it. But overall, we'd love the owners to be operators and not necessarily, you know, positioned with one hat in their location. But we do have additional 2 weeks of technical training on top of that 2 weeks of operational training.
Wow.
Okay. Sorry. So what was
a lot
the
of
question you asked?
It's definitely a lot of training.
Training followed by support, I think, is a key to success here, definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the typical day, I guess, then, Jeremy, from, like, the moment, like, a franchisee goes in the morning till, you know, the time they go home and everything in between, what's that typically like?
Well, I think that CPR saves people's social lives, right? So
yeah.
our franchisees gets to help people save money and work on cool devices every day. So the typical the day for a franchisee is open. You get those customers initially coming over. A lot of our customers refer simply by AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, simply because they don't have the ability to upgrade on a contract yet. Maybe they don't have insurance, or maybe they do, and they realize it's going to be a lot more costly to pay deductible than have us fix it. So they'll come over there directly referred by these major carrier stores. To our location, because we don't do activations. We're not in the activation business. We're in the
mm-hmm.
repair business.
Right.
So they'll send those customers to us. And we see them all day long. And a lot of times they come into our location slightly aggravated with the carrier because the carrier really couldn't help them with their particular issue.
Right.
So that's why we fit in so well. We're like a puzzle piece, you know, that helps the carrier stores, AT&T's, Verizon's, T-Mobile's, help their customers save their social lives, really, because once they come in, the product is fixed, they go back into their phone, they're immediately texting, they're texting the out people that said, hey, my phone was down for an hour, these guys really fixed it. So our average day is really, you know, and we go back to this clinic thing about how we're saving people, but really we are. And then that smile, that reward from the customer, that makes it really, really worth it. So I think that our average day for a franchisee is helping customers come in the door, helping them, get back and going really, really quickly, and saving their social lives. That's what it's all about. So we enjoy it.
Which makes it a feel-good business. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely characterize it as a feel-good business, you know what I mean, to put a smile on your customer's face. You know, sometimes I compare, like, you know, your franchise to, like, a transmission franchise. I mean, no one wants to pay for a new transmission, but, you know, this is essential. I mean, this is a part of their lives, as you say. It's almost like a hand, you know. I mean, it's something they carry around with them all the time, so it's really that important. So to be able to put that smile on a customer's face, it must be rewarding, I suspect.
It is extremely.
Your franchisees, absolutely. What about location, Jeremy? I mean, how much space is required, and is there, I guess you could say, hey, that's the question, like an ideal location for what you're looking for your franchisees?
Certainly, yeah. We really want to position ourselves in a great plaza with some national tenants in it. If you can find a plaza, you know, we're going to help you, of course, but we help you with the real estate. But if we could find a plaza with an AT&T corporate store or a T-Mobile corporate store, hey, Radio Shack, maybe even a Best Buy, something like that, because although that business is flowing in and out of their doors with electronic needs, and guess what? When they drop something, they break something, whether it be an iPad, camera, whatever, cell phone, they're going to come into our door and go, hey, I need some help. So
absolutely.
It's a perfect opportunity for us to really position ourselves in that kind of a plaza. Now, our average footprint is about 1,200 square feet, so
okay,
we don't
good.
Have to have 3,000 to 4,000 square feet, anything like that. So that kind of really helps keep the overhead down a lot.
That's fantastic. So I would definitely, in studying your background, I would have to characterize you as an entrepreneur. What advice would you give to our listeners, Jeremy, as far as their quest for buying a franchise?
Well, I think that, whether you have an interest in electronics franchise such as ours or a food model or whatever your interest might be, you need to look for a system that is growing and not stagnant, right? You want to look at a system that, really has some growth trajectory to it, because that's the whole idea. You want to be a part of a growing, exciting model that you can say, you know, buy stock, you buy low, you sell high, right? So this is the whole idea.
Right.
You don't buy high and sell low. So getting an entirely new business model is what CPR is so exciting, or what makes it so exciting. But make sure that the franchisor you select strives to deliver value to their franchise system every day. And that's important because, if they're doing the same thing day in and day out, that can be pretty boring for folks. So we want to continue. We have kind of an internal drive here in our company to make sure that we continue to deliver value every single day. What are we doing to make the royalties that our franchisees pay worthwhile? What are we doing this month? What are we doing today? What are we doing this year? So that today, tomorrow, next week, that's always on our mind. I think that's important. So whatever you look at as a franchise system, make sure they have some of those key components, because I think that's very, very important.
Yeah, that's well said. So what are your plans for the future then, Jeremy? I mean, if you had a crystal ball, I mean, where do you guys see yourself in, like, maybe like 5 years down the road or 3 years down the road?
Well, I'm pretty confident CPR is going to grow to thousands of locations. We'll become a household brand for sure. You drop your device, we want you to think, I need CPR.
Right.
As soon as you drop that device, the iPad, whatever it is, break it. That's the first thing I want you to think of. And I think that in some cities where we've got 8, 9, 10 stores, we're getting that. And I really know that we will have that here in 5 years. We'll have that kind of capability. And so we're very, very excited about that, obviously.
Who gets credit for the name? I mean, the name is very clever. I mean, I guess I imagine everyone you speak to, that I was mentioning, you guys were going to be on the show. I mean, it is a very clever name. Who came up with the concept for that?
Well, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I went to an attorney when I started franchising, and
yeah.
he said, you know, you need to come up with a better name than the cell phone service center, right? Because
right,
it's not
right,
very
right.
marketable. And so it wasn't, you know, at this point, we were about the only ones in the whole business on the retail side. There was nobody fixing phones. So, you know, it was cell phone repair, you know, you started playing around with acronyms, and it was like, well, this makes sense because we have a mission in our store to repair people's devices very, very quickly in less than an hour. So to us, CPR means immediate resuscitation for your cell phone. And it was just a perfect fit. And when I came up with it, it kind of felt chills. You know, it was kind of like, wow. I think as simple as it is, there's no way it could possibly be trademarked. Man, there must be – somebody's going to slap me down, right?
You would think.
So I went to an attorney, and he said, well, I don't know. We'll see what we can do. And
right.
We were very fortunate to get the word back, of course, at some point, that it was eligible to be trademarked and registered in the United States as a national trademark. And we just made our five-year non-contestable benchmark, which is, you know, phenomenal, kind of a breath
of fantastic.
A sigh of relief for it, you know, because nobody's going to come out and contest you. So once you have that five-year benchmark, it's a great feeling. So, you know, on top of that, we created a little logo with, you know, to kind of give you that emergency clinic look with the cross and the red circle. So, but that was me, but not to pat myself on the back. You know, I had some great input from people as well. So
That's fantastic. And I saw the logo on the website, too. It really is very clever. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on your services or becoming a franchisee to the system, Jeremy? Should they go directly to the website?
They can go directly to the website, where you can go www.cpr-franchise.com.
Okay, fantastic. Any numbers you want to plug?
There's a dash for some folks that but I'm sorry, what was the question?
Any phone numbers that they can call or email address?
Yeah,
or?
If you dial 877-856-5101, you'll get a prompt system. Well, there'll be some prompts there for a local location nearest you, or you can actually dial me. You hit number 3, I believe the number is, and dial right to my phone. So,
wow, that's fantastic.
We also have a development department that they can reach as well.
Wow, that's great. Well, I want to thank you again, Jerry. I think you guys have a great franchise system, and I'd love to already invite you back, you know, towards the end of the year, beginning of next year, as you guys continue to grow.
You got it. Thank you so much. Appreciate your
Thanks
time.
Thanks so much, Jerry. It was great having you on the show. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274. 2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. For each podcast, you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now for almost 2 years, with 100 shows under our belt, and during that time frame, we've had some incredible quotes from the guests that have been on our show. If you're a frequent listener to our weekly radio show, then you know what fans Don and I are of the great Michael Gerber, author of the very successful E-Myth Revisited and Awakening the Entrepreneur Within. What's even more amazing is how often Michael's name has come up from our guest in the past 2 years. So you're going to hear from the great Michael Gerber in just a moment. And for the first time on Blog Talk Radio, Franchise Interviews is giving franchisors a unique opportunity to sponsor our weekly radio show. You can have a professionally recorded commercial run on our live as well as archive shows. And here's a quick message from our sponsor, and then again, the great Michael Gerber. Enjoy.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Which, by the way, I'm now reading again for the second time. I recommend everybody out there, it's been a while since they've read the E-Myth, to read it again. It's really a great little refresher because people seem to forget about things over time, Michael.
I've got guys, I swear, Don, who tell me they pull out the E-Myth Revisited every year. Mm-hmm. One gentleman I spoke to, the founder of an extraordinary company, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, mm-hmm. who's a franchisor.
Right.
He credits the E-Myth with the creation of his company, and he credits the E-Myth with the continued vitalization of his company and the growth of his company. They now have a few more than 300 franchisees around the world. The guy is less than 40. He's the CEO of this company. He started by driving a truck, picking up junk, read the book, read the E-Myth Revisited, and suddenly saw the light. And the product of that is a company which last year did $147 million in gross revenue and has the expectation of reaching $1 billion in revenue in the next 8 years. So the man's on path, and he takes the E-Myth out every year and reads it again and insists that every one of his management team reads the book. And in fact, I'm the keynote at his annual event in March. So I'll be in Vancouver addressing 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Right, right. The show we had last week, Michael, with the CEO and president of a franchise opportunity called Desert Moon, Gary Occhigrasso, he spoke about you for like 10 minutes during the show. I mean, it's just amazing the impact that you've had in the franchise community. I mean, your name comes up every other show.
Thank you. And, you know, I don't know 90% of these people. So I hear, this guy says, and this guy says, and that guy. It's really quite extraordinary to me because I don't know these people.
Exactly. I can't imagine, you know, what kind of fuel you have. I mean, I don't know how you go to bed at night, Michael. I mean, changing the story you told about, you know, the young gentleman, you know, being depressed and stuff like that. I mean, the kind of fuel that you must get from that kind of situation must be incredible for you.
It is. It's absolutely extraordinary, and life is simply an array of infinite options, and they're continually showing up.
Absolutely.
They're constantly showing up. I can't imagine how anybody could feel limited or deprived of opportunity when there is so much more opportunity than any single one of us could possibly deal with. And I see it every single day in my mind. There's one, there's one, there's one. Why doesn't anybody do that? Why doesn't anybody do that? It's extraordinary when you begin to experience the entrepreneur within, and anybody, any single person on the face of this earth can experience it if they begin the process right. And that's what I'm committed to.
Absolutely. And the title is great, too, Michael, you know, how you added, in addition to how ordinary people create extraordinary companies without any experience to guide them. You were one of those people. I think you referenced Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Michael Dell. I mean, all these guys really didn't have this significant experience in business. It was all based on a dream or their imagination.
Exactly. They had no experience in business. Bill Gates wasn't a business guy.
Right.
Bill Gates didn't work for a living. Bill Gates went to Harvard and then dropped out. Michael Dell didn't have any experience when he started his business. Nobody, no great entrepreneur, has necessarily had any business experience at all. They simply imagined a result that they saw was absolutely needed in the world, and then they invented the answer to that problem in a business. Well, anybody can do that.
Right.
And in the book, Awakening the Entrepreneur Within, I take you step by step by step through the golden process through which any company can be started from scratch in your garage. And I'm essentially saying, if your car is parked in your garage, move it out and start a business.
Exactly, absolutely.
It seems like, Michael, top entrepreneurs are never satisfied. I mean, in Chapter 3 of your book, I thought it was great. You talk about you woke up one day and you had nothing to do. Personally, I mean, that's my dream, to wake up one day and have nothing to do, but just for a day before I get back to business. But, you know, of course, yourself being a top entrepreneur, you just weren't satisfied with that. You had to, take that next step and do something great again, and that's what you did, obviously, with this book.
Yeah, well, and you got to understand, when I say I had nothing to do, I had everything to do, but I didn't have to do it.
Right.
In other words, I didn't have to go out and earn a living anymore.
True.
But I do. I didn't have to go out and speak anymore, but I do continuously. I didn't have to go out and write another book. My books are among the top 5 business books ever published in the world. E-Myth Revisited sells more books every year than it sold before.
Wow.
It's the most extraordinary phenomenon. So I didn't have to do anything. There's nothing that caused me to go out and create the Dreaming Room other than my fertile imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm simply saying, what an extraordinary place to live in the imagination. Because